No, you do not have to be hustling in social media and creating endless amount of content and how-tos and more how-tos to have people to come and visit your website or your offers and eventually buy from you. We have fed these BS lies that we have to be everywhere if you want to make our online business specifically work for us. And what that has done is thrown us off and away from what matters. Let's talk about not only building your list, which we did in the prior episode, but what is the anatomy of a landing page to improve the conversion rates?
Welcome to the Life Boss Podcast. Are you ready to be unstoppable? Karen Mieses here, your business strategist and productivity expert, calling BS on the lies keeping us stuck. I share with you the top tips and tricks to hug your body, soul, and mind so that you squash all the overwhelm, stop glorifying stress, and design a business that brings you joy. If you are ready to show up and work smarter, I want to show you how to become unstoppable. Let's dive in.
We are on a special series to help you build your list, meaning email subscribers of people that are very, very interested in what you have to offer. And on our prior episode, we discussed how do we go about building that list organically. And I'm going to put in the show notes that episode because that one brought up to the creation of this episode about the anatomy of your landing page, because the question that emerged the most after that was, okay, I have all set up and now people are not opting in. There's not as many people as I thought they were gonna be inside. And I want us to dig deeper into what is happening and what you should be looking at. And you can have all the resources about this series of growing your list organically, building that list organically inside the buzzlifecafe.com. buzzlifecafe.com, and you're going to see there several resources related to building your list. So, how to improve your conversion rates with three simple changes. Your readers have short attention spans. I'm sure that's no big surprise to you. In fact, you probably browse the internet at light speed too, scanning titles and subheads, skipping to the bottom of the sales page and fast forwarding through videos just so you can get the next thing. I do that too. I'm even listening to podcasts in two times, like, give me the details, give me the thing, give me the one thing. And it's not just us, is everybody. So think about how you consume information when you are going about whatever content you are putting on the interwebs. So a tip from newspaper publishers. Have you ever noticed that everything you need to know about our news stories is in the first paragraph? Journalists are trained to answer all the questions: who, what, where, when, why, and how. in the first few sentences, just in case the story gets cut off when the paper goes to print or publish online. Remember, they have to put ads. In today's online world, where column indices no longer matter, this type of study formatting isn't quite so critical anymore, but it's still a useful tip to use when you are writing an opt-in page. Super important. Think about it. If your readers are skimmers, as most of us are, then making sure you include the most important information right at the top of the page is going to greatly improve your conversion rates. The opt-in page or pages, that means putting the biggest benefit in your subject line. Okay, so for opt-in pages, you need to put, that means put the biggest benefit in your subject line and following it up with two or three sentences that build on your headline. That's it. Keep it short, sweet, and benefit driven, and you'll have greater success than you would with longer content. And inside the resource below, where I share with you the planner to get to your 100 emails organically in 30 days, I share with you a walkthrough, like a 3-minute walkthrough of exactly this strategy. So if you do not have it, make sure that you grab it in the show notes. Another thing, number two, graphics matter. Whether your opt-in incentive is an ebook, a video, or even a simple checklist, having a graphic representation of your offer is an important component of your landing page. Typically, you'll create or have created a digital book or CD cover. You can easily outsource this, but be sure you follow these strategies. And this is what is called a mock-up. If you go to canva.com, you are going to have plenty of ideas. If you go to the template area in Canva and search mock-up, you are going to hit with what you need to put in there. Again, examples of that in the resources. So the thing that you need to consider as to graphic is, number one, bold font and short titles makes your cover more readable. Use high contrast colors for more visibility. And be true to your brand. Stick with the colors and fonts your readers expect. Number three, crafting a compelling call to action, or a CTA. That call to action is what you are telling your audience or the reader what to do. While it seems as if you can expect readers to know what to do when they land on your opt-in page, it's just not true. You have to invite them to take the next step. Give them specific instructions and you'll have higher conversion rates than if you just leave it to chance. That means download here, instant access, enroll now. Your call to action should tell a reader exactly what to do. Again, enter your name and email for instant access. Spell it out. Watch the text on your form buttons too. After all, subscribe or sign up doesn't exactly make you feel excited, does it? Like, I like to put, I was testing one and I put on the button, give it to me. Any change? So be bold with your call to action. And short, consider using phrases that matches your call to action instead, such as get the checklist, send the video. And that way it is a continuation. As they read, if you are talking about a guy, send me the guy. Give me instant access to the guy. Send the video. Take a look at your opt-in page. Do they follow these strategies? If not, consider making some changes to your copy, your images, and your calls to action. Then watch your result. So if it's running right now, please give yourself time, a few days promoting and talking about your freebie. And if people are hitting the page and they are going to the page, then do not get offended. Just make these adjustments. You'll more than likely see a boost in conversion rates if you do. Remember to always trust the data and not the drama. Don't get sucked into an ego trip because these are numbers. Hoping this is very useful to you so that you can start building the platform that you own. This is your number one social media platform. Your emails, your contact list is the one that you own. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, they are not yours. You don't own them. They go down, they are not working. What are you going to do? How are you going to communicate with your people? What if one of them, one no longer wants to service us or disappears? Look how what happened to, what was it? There were so many. Space something. MySpace. MySpace. No longer the one thing. You cannot build your business on somebody else's real estate. So post any questions inside our Facebook group. All the links are in the show notes. And I cannot wait for you to download my planner that now is your planner to get your first 100 or next 100 email subscribers in the next 30 days with my list building growth strategies that they are all organically.
Thank you for tuning in, Rockstar. If you enjoyed today's show, subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. Also, head over to lifebosspodcast.com to get access to some free resources to help you with today's experiment. Do you want to be a guest? Email me to thelifebosspodcast@gmail.com to learn how.